www.thepublicvoice.org.
After the hour on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. I guess that means yesterday was Tuesday and tomorrow is Thursday.
And I already got my days all twixed up this week.
Really?
I was thinking yesterday was Wednesday. Now I'm all into Thursday. And
Jennifer was talking earlier about some of the things going on in my life. I was thinking about how I just got back here yesterday and today I'm leaving again. And I have the annual trek. 4 months ago I had the trek westbound, and now this weekend I have the trek eastbound, stopping in St. George's, Utah, Denver, Colorado, St. Louis, Missouri, Wheeling, West Virginia, Washington, D.C. Richie, I'll be seeing you next week. Won't that be sweet?
Can't wait.
I know. It'll be the highlight of the week. This is the highlight of your day, hopefully, and that doesn't mean that you've got a sad life. I like to think that people think this is part of the highlight of their day. Roberta Fasanelli will be along with certainly what some people think is the highlight of the day, the good deals, the smart steals. We have something for everybody to save. The queen of cheap, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you the fabulous Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. A little.
I didn't know you were introducing me.
Was there a delay here or what? You can't hear?
Oh, I can hear you just fine.
Ladies
I'm
and gentlemen,
more.
The fabulous Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello, everybody. I'm the queen of cheap. I'm the dumpster diving diva. I bring you all sorts
I think
of
the second introduction
things.
Was a mistake, Rich. What about you?
Wow.
I teach you how to save money.
Okay.
I'm the queen.
Round of applause for that.
I'm waving to you by waving my hand
drama.
Back and forth
hey.
In a strange manner.
Gotta be, isn't there a Shakespearean thing, drama me thinks it's Roberta?
Drama me thinks
drama
it's Roberta.
Drama me.
Hey, did you know that Roberta's a crumpler?
I did not know that. Okay, so here's the story. Today's big deal at DougSteffen.com and on Facebook. Are you a crumpler or a folder? We
the
apparently have
are taking it.
Well, here's the story, Roberta, and for all those who are not listening earlier on,
yeah, why are we
I will
this?
Repeat the story. There are a lot of budget problems. We all know I was using some numbers, and there's, I don't want to go over the numbers again because it's really discouraging. There's one fellow that's a mayor of Omaha who came up with a solution for building the new. They have a septic problem in Omaha, and they need to put in new sewerage lines. So he's come up, excuse me, an idea to tax toilet paper 10 cents a roll. And in that way, the federal government has said you must change the sewer lines, but the federal government didn't send them any money. If I'm running a town, the feds say, you got to do this, I'm going to say to the feds, there it is. I like that, Richie. American salute, which you can see if you're watching the video at DougSteffen.com. Here's what I tell the feds.
Right back at you.
Right there. That's what you give them. I would be crude if I had you pick a finger, but you get the idea.
Nah.
Anyway, the bottom line is this guy has come up with a way of fixing the problem, so he thinks. So then Jennifer and her wonderful zany way.
Well, his fix to the problem was a 10-cent tax on every roll of toilet paper.
Right, that's what I just said.
Right. Okay. And then Doug said about quilted toilet paper, and I said,
I like
the rough stuff.
I said two-ply quilted.
Right. No way, and I don't like the soft stuff. I want rough toilet paper to really get in there. And then I asked the question, which is a big debate in my family, are you a folder or a crumpler?
Right. Neither a folder nor a crumpler be.
You're one or the other.
Civilized people fold.
Yes. No.
You're either a folder or a crumpler. Or an air dryer.
I think I like Dougology. Dougology here is neither a folder nor a crumpler be.
You identified yourself as a crumpler, poetic.
I kind of go both ways. I crumple.
Oh, I've heard that about you.
Sprinkle it.
I mean, you're sitting there and you're like folding toilet paper.
Yeah, that's what my grandfather did.
So
he said
bizarre.
He like folded
All right,
two
so folks,
sheets.
If you would like to help us with this debate,
that
you can go to
bizarre.
Facebook.
Folding is civilized.
What more? What do we have for continuing bizarre. Comments on this, Rich? The Facebook.
you're the one crumpler. You don't, wait a minute.
Crumpling provides
Which
a barrier.
Which way did I crumple? I don't know where it all went. Let me see. I have one person that said she is a shredder. And another
that's
one
after
says,
Mexican food.
And Michelle says, folder, under normal circumstances, sometimes desperate measures must be taken.
All right. So that's Roberta's got her wrinkle and Jennifer's got her thing.
Not anymore. I had Botox the other day.
I forgot about that. Okay. So we're talking about problems that there are. We were going through some of the states and how they're dealing with all of this stuff. What's going to have to be cut out. The joke of it all is that the people in Washington are fighting about billions when, in fact, they're going to have to cut trillions. It's a joke. And so here's the latest.
Well, that's the plan over the next 10 years is the $4 trillion.
Yeah. So what are they doing in Ohio? Cleveland Board of Education voted last night to lay off 700 members of the teachers' union and close 7 schools because they do not have any more money. They're in the hole $47 million.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers' union said they wouldn't bend on anything. No to the health reform. No to retirement. No, 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 no.
You know what? Go get a job in the private sector and see how that treats you.
Right.
Yeah.
So nurses, guidance counselors, teachers laid off. Many of them were, last year they laid off a bunch, but they came back because the federal government, remember, kicked in. They had this whole thing as part of the stimulus package where districts that laid off teachers got money from the feds. Not this year. And by the way, the city's going to lay off another 200 of their union members, people that work for the city, because they won't be. What is the matter? Those of you who are members of these, what is the matter with you? And you can say, well, you don't understand. What I understand is that the pony ride is over. And you, you know, you may have had a nice time. My friend Ted, who taught in Cleveland for 32 years. Did I tell the story on the air?
No.
Okay. Megan and I were talking about this the other day. Ted was at the Heidelberg event last Friday. I love Ted. He's one of my best friends. And he said, he sent an email to Megan. He laughed. He said, being around your father is like just a continuous conversation. We don't talk for months, and then it's like we just pick up wherever it was that we left off 4 months ago. And that's, I guess, the sign of a good friend. Anyway, so he got his salary at his peak. It was $67,000, I think he told me, or somewhere $64,000, $67,000. And so he gets an average of his top 3 years. And he retired after he graduated from Heidelberg in 21, 22, given the benefit of the doubt. Taught for 32 years, so he's 54 when he retires.
Hmm.
He had a couple of other jobs since then, but he gets 80-something, I think it's 81% of the 67,000. And his wife worked for a Catholic school, and she still works part-time, but she worked full-time, and she has her Social Security and stuff. So between the two of them, I'm sure easily $100,000 a year. Now, that's not really a lot of money, but it's okay when the kids are all gone and you don't have any expenses.
Well,
he has no mortgage.
Paid off.
No mortgage. He has no mortgage.
I mean, if you sell the mortgage, could be a little.
Yeah, he has no expenses. But we were talking about this. He was in the car the other day. He's now 64, and he's very healthy. And I said to him, okay, so you work 32 years, you're going to get another 32 years. At least out of the system. And he looked at me and he smiled. But he also understands that you can't do this anymore. You can't. I mean, are you going to turn back some of your money? Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
But are teachers going to have to work like everybody else at least till they're 65? Yeah. Hello. And hopefully that isn't.
How do they do that?
How do they do what?
How do they, after 20 years or 30 years of service, then go on to pay somebody for 20 years or 30 years.
Rich, 40 years.
Yeah,
people 40. Are living to be 90 easily.
Yeah, easy.
Easy.
How do you do that? How do you survive as a business or an entity?
You don't. The taxpayer is paying for this, and nobody wants to wake up to it. At least the governor of Ohio Kasich has done what he had to do, and the governor of Wisconsin did it. And you listen to all these people who are throwing stones at him, where is the money going to come from? We're still in a recession, even though the good news is that we're down to 8.8%? That sounds horrible because it's the worst it's been in most of our lifetime. It's still 8.8% unemployment.
Yeah.
Better than 9.8%, which is where it was a year or so ago. 240,000 people got jobs last month, I think, something like that. So that's good.
I got another vote for Crumpler on my site.
Crumpler.
Ha ha.
Michelle is a Crumpler.
Isn't it interesting how we're tying all this together, ladies and gentlemen?
I know.
Fixing the tax problems.
What's up with you people?
That, yeah. Crumpler.
I think there are more. I think there are more Crumplers than folders. I think folding is really neurotic.
Okay, maybe I am.
There you are.
I'm still sticking with the folder.
All right.
I'm a proud folder.
So help us with your habits, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us, please, whether you're a folder or a crumpler. Check out the Facebook page at DougStephan.com. I have the new book, Rich, holding it up to the camera. If you're watching the Doug Stephan Good Day program at DougStephan.com,
okay,
you'll see this new book. It's called, I can't tell because I can't see the camera. You can tell me if I'm holding it up well enough. It's called The Wrinkle-Free Zone.
Hmm.
All right? Your guide to perfect skin in 30 days.
Whoa.
And.
Yeah, I could use that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't have wrinkles. That's not a problem.
The experience.
No, you just give
that's,
them.
That's Roberta, yeah.
The suggestion.
Really.
That we can have ageless skin in this book. Mm-hmm. And the focus on Lumitone, which is a way for you to get that ageless look under your eyes, especially Lumitone. People have said for a long time, I use the regular creams and stuff on my face. And, how does it look?
Let me get a little closer, Richard. How does it look?
Take my glasses. Yeah, buddy.
Let me see.
I didn't shave today, though.
Hmm. All right. So,
you look nice.
Anyway, the bottom line is to these people who are at New Vitality done a nice job with creams and things to revitalize the face. We've talked for a long, long time about Toutenol, which is a great protector for the skin during the day, and Night Skin for nighttime. But you need something special underneath your eyes, the circles that develop, the pockets, the redness, the crow's feet. And that's why they developed Lumitone, because people were asking, because they weren't quite sure they were getting what they needed to. And you got to be a little more sensitive. The product you use close to your eyes has to be really perfect, because you don't want to do any damage to your eyes. And that's why this combination of peptides and that sort of thing is so powerful and so good. It's a unique cream derived from a soft, silky powder base, not greasy, not oily. It adjusts to match your skin. It's not makeup. It just fixes the problem. Lumitone. You're going to ask for it by name when you call the company and ask for your free bottle. Free, free, free bottle. Okay, you're ready for the number. I know you want to write this down.
Is it free?
It's free.
Okay.
800-894-3302. Lumitone on fine lines around your eyes. Gonzo. 800-894-3302, and you can just, you order it, you pay a small shipping and handling fee. You can tell your friends about it. Every family's entitled to a free jar. So call your friends, Roberta, your neighbors, everybody who you know that has eyes that need help, need work. You can be their friend. Hey, pal, you need work on your eyes. Call 800-894-3302 and get the fix.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Bye.
You love me? No, nobody can hate. We do not allow hate on the Good Day program. Only good. That's the name of the song from the Stylistics. On this date, 1973, the Stylistics got a gold record for this ballad, Break Up to Make Up. I think probably best described as the Philadelphia sound, Philadelphia soul.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers. Remember them?
T.S.O.P.
Yeah, them. The Sound of Philadelphia.
Yep.
They had 10 number one songs on the pop charts in the 1970s. Are you, let's see, you remember You Are Everything? Remember that, Roberta, right? Betcha,
yep.
By Golly, Wow.
Yep.
Stone in Love with You. You Make Me Feel Brand New. This was not my cup of tea, by the way. I was still playing music. I was still a jock in 73. I remember playing these songs.
I love Philly Soul.
Really looking forward to it because they were just too slow. I'd rather have some of the other, although it wasn't, Motown often gets confused. A lot of people think that rhythm and blues or rock, soul, whatever is done by black people is all Motown music, and it's not. Philadelphia sound much,
come on now,
much different.
You remember this?
Yeah, yeah, right. OJs, though, Richie, I'll take the music of the OJs over the Stylistics any day, because the OJs really upbeat, fast stuff.
Yeah.
And it still was the sound of Philadelphia, as opposed to some of the things, you know, you think about Martha and the Vandellas, some of the black female, all of them. Yeah, it's funny how people are. You just kind of think, okay, they're black, so they're all Motown. But this really made the Philadelphia music work for me. How can you not love this? You can't sit still. Wow, this is up. And the message is so wonderful. It really is. Crank this up, Ricardo. By the way, this song was number one, now I'm remembering back to my days as a disc jockey. This song was number one in England before it was number one in America, which was the case with many songs. And I'm trying to remember now whether Motown, but as a general rule, Motown did better, or Philadelphia music did better in England. But this one certainly
is. I don't know.
Industry. I need no money. Exception for the language here. good mood. That's what we're all about here. 26 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli has her Queen of Cheap. In a few minutes before that, Shelley Palmer will overview a new survey, Richie, which shows iPhone 4 users have nearly identical experiences, whether they're on Verizon or AT&T. That's either bad for Verizon or good for AT&T. I'm going to have Verizon on my new iPad, though, right?
You would have Verizon because you're an existing Verizon customer. Right. So we'll just keep on the same plan.
Anyway, so we're talking, Roberta, a lot about age. We're giving credit to a husband and wife guy who went down the aisle with a lady this past weekend, 100 years old, celebrated his 100th birthday by Mary's 93-year-old girlfriend. Here's the story from...
they're both in the hospital now for broken hips.
Oregon. The story of
nice
twins, 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Who live in Oregon. Hannah May and her sister, twin sister Elizabeth, were 100 years old last week. They are a part of the small but growing population of the elderly. In Oregon, there are 9,100 people who are older than 85.
A lot of good living up in Oregon.
Wow.
Right.
91?
Yep. Yeah. They had tea party.
Just 91?
9,100 people over 91. The age.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, in Oregon.
100 people who are
9,100 people.
Oh,
9,100.
9,000. Somebody slap Roberta, please. 28 past the hour today.
28?
What'd you say? I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new survey shows that iPhone 4 users have nearly identical experiences whether they're on Verizon or AT&T. While satisfaction levels were nearly equal, AT&T's iPhone users reported over twice as many dropped calls. If call quality is your top priority, Verizon is still the better choice. In other news, Google released an update to its Chrome browser that will help users stay safe online. Now, when you download a file, Chrome will check to see if the file contains malicious data. You can test out the change in beta with the full release coming soon. And finally, mobile ad company AdZuki introduced a new campaign that promises to pay your mortgage. The catch? You must agree to have your house painted with an advertisement for the company. All homeowners are eligible and your mortgage will be paid for as long as your house is a billboard. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 Seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
It is a good day. You can be sure of that. Good things are happening. Justin Bieber apparently saved his mother. Her hair caught fire while she was blowing up birthday candles.
Yeah, he's a hero.
At one of his gigs in Germany. As I've said many times, this kid doesn't do anything for me, but at least he knew how.
If you were 16 and a girl, he would.
Oh, boy.
But thank you. That was a pleasant thought to Jennifer. Thanks very much.
You think he's doing it?
Who, Justin Bieber?
No, I just mean, you said he doesn't do anything for Doug, but if Doug were a girl and was 16,
he would be. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Dirty lack.
Yeah. All right. From the weather department, let's get serious for a second here. Woman talks about her story yesterday, really bad wild weather in Florida. Number of people, I think there were, three or four people who got killed in the southeast yesterday. Here's the story from one woman's point of view.
I was in my pajamas, ran down the street. I just had to run and get there. When I got there, it was too late.
Three-year-old son and her fiancé were lost in that. So.
Gosh.
Tough stuff. Mm-hmm. Just generally speaking, there are a lot of people who are equating the problems that we're having with the weather, the earthquakes, all that stuff. They think that the end of the world is near, which is nonsense. And the whole business, we were talking earlier, Roberta, the Mayan calendar, which supposedly ends next year, what nobody has ever figured out is that it starts again in January of 2013.
Yeah.
Does it? Is that what it is?
Starts over?
The NASA folks are doing a lot of research, excuse me, into what is actually out there. Because they've been asked. It's like Y2K. I equated it to Y2K and all of the mayhem. My God, the news media got on this thing. And we were all sure that everything was going to hell. But thanks, frankly, you won't hear me say this very often, but
The competence of government in that particular circumstance and of industry working together made it completely blip-free. Mm-hmm. I honestly can't remember that there were any problems whatsoever when everything rolled over to 2000. Remember, the computers weren't programmed to do anything after 1999.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So and we you rolled remember over. How the news had everybody that as they would turn to 2000, it was like, everything's safe in Rio.
Everything was going to go right straight to you know where. So anyway, we have it at DougStephan.com. Excuse me, I finally find out why I'm coughing so much. I've been having a lot of cinnamon lately, and it's dusty.
Oh, it's good stuff for you, though. Mm.
Well, it is unless you're doing a radio program.
It gets in your throat.
Excuse me, yeah. A great combination would be cashews, Richie, cinnamon.
You wouldn't be able to talk for 4 hours.
Probably have a hard time. Anyway, so the story at DougStephan.com today, the science fiction writer who has taken advantage of the doomsday prophecies has sold, as a gag, escape packages so you can get your favorite sci-fi geek the gift of tickets aboard a spaceship to escape before the end of the world.
All right. Woo-hoo. I like this. How much are they? I might get one.
Well, check it out, Richie. It's at DougStephan.com.
There you go.
All right, meanwhile, let us see. Maybe Roberta can get us a deal.
Think so?
A deal. This could.
I think I can.
This could make.
I think I can do it, Dougie.
Very interesting.
Oh yeah.
You didn't know Yogi Bear was the queen of
fashion. Hey, boo boo.
Here I am with the deals. Yes, I am.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Well, I'm talking like this because the first deal is free entrance to the national parks. You can come visit me and my friend Boo Boo. April 16th through the 24th.
And she is so weird.
And free
are
entrance
you a crumpler, Yogi?
100 national parks. Yes, I'm a crumpler, but I just kind of rub my butt in the grass. Thank you very much.
No, you don't. Haven't you seen the commercials where the bears for the Charmin toilet paper?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's my cousin.
How did they pitch this idea at the ad agency? You know the old joke, does a bear in the woods?
Go in the woods?
That's what we're going to use is your whole advertising
campaign.
That's
funny. Yeah. You know, I never linked those two together. That's very good. That's right. There's a bear going in the woods.
By the way,
$24.49
for the Doomsday is Coming kit.
$2,449?
$24.49 for the cheap. Apparently, there are several kits, and that is the cheapest one.
Can we, finish Queen of Cheap here before we go on to something else?
Okay, boo-boo.
Remember, free entrance to the national parks. 16th through the 24th. That coincides with the Easter break, so that's really kind of cool. I'm going to be down in Florida on the 24th. I think we'll probably go to the Everglades because we can get them for free. How about that? We have a special coupon from Michaels for you, 40% off. It's only good the 3rd through the 9th, so you've got a few more days to use it. A free Tide Stain Release sample. Just friend them on the Facebook page. Got zits. Get a Zapsit Acne Gel sample. Supposed to be really good stuff. Target's giving away free tote bags on the 17th. It's in celebration of Earth Month. How about this? A free subscription to Car and Driver magazine and a free subscription to Guitar Player magazine.
Ooh,
but hurry up. These tend to go really quickly. Free light bulb from somebody.
Free light bulb?
Yeah, free light bulb. Oh. Fluorescence.
Only one?
Only one. Yeah, one light bulb. Children's Place has 50% off going on right now. We've got the link to the sales, and this is a really cool one. If you go to Amazon and you buy one of their 25 selected DVD or Blu-rays, you get a free ticket to the movie Rio. So it's up to a $10 value. And some of the selections are things like Night at the Museum, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Ice Age, you know, stuff the kids really like. And here's a really good tip. If you create more than one Amazon account, let's say one for you, one for your husband, one for your kid, and then you buy them on the different accounts, buy the DVDs on a different account, you can get two or three or four different tickets. So you've got several free tickets to go see Rio.
Wow.
So basically, most of the DVDs are about $9.99.
Wow.
So you'll basically be getting your money back. You buy a DVD, and you get a free ticket.
Wow.
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 That's it. That's it for today, Dougie.
Wow.
Don't forget the national parks.
All right. Thank
Coming
you very much,
Roberta. Week.
Doing a fine job.
She's so weird.
Meanwhile, Charlie Sheen has decided he's going to try to trademark.
Does he go in the woods, too?
22, probably, of his catchphrases, including, duh, and winning. He's got about as much chance of getting that done
can do winning, but he should not
No, he can't do winning.
Duh.
Are you kidding? How's he going to do winning?
Yeah.
So every time I say winning on the air, I'm going to get sued. What are you, crazy?
Winning.
You're not going to do that.
A winning.
He says, I'm not bipolar, I'm bi-winning.
Wow, winning.
Yeah.
Oops, winning. Duh, winning. I'm sorry, winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah. I'm going to, yeah. I think I'm going to give him the American salute, Richie, like I've been giving.
That's been a
that guy's a crumpler
today.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, he's right. Probably a fool.
How are we doing on our Facebook? The question at Facebook today, DougStefan.com, go to the, just look, if you have to find Facebook, you click on the F there at the Facebook logo at DougStefan.com, or Jennifer, follow her. If you like on Facebook, Richie on Facebook. So what are people saying?
I have a couple of updates. Let me see. Paula says folder, hands stay cleaner.
Yeah.
And Liz says folder for sure. Crumpler leaves you vulnerable.
Really? Vulnerable.
Yeah, Jen, I'm sure you're getting a bunch of crumplers over on your side.
We're still neck and neck on my side. I like crumpling, we're one ahead. But it's getting close. So vote.
See, I have one... Two, three folders, one crumpler, two crumplers, including you, but I just count you.
Hmm. We have, okay, not counting us, we are, let's see, okay, actually, ready?
I'm
so
three.
Rich is a folder, and we have two more votes for folders online. That's three. Then we have a crumpler, and
that's all? I thought there'd be hundreds of people on this.
Oh, there will be. By the end
it's
of the day.
It's early, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Roberta, what are you chiming in as, crumpling or folding?
I'm definitely a crumpler.
She's a crumpler.
All right.
Yep, crumpler, definitely.
All right.
Both weird.
In a moment, we're going to venture. We'll spend a little time, actually. I'm frustrated because there are two things I want to do. You know how I get frustrated?
How about TV news?
Well, yeah, that's one direction we have to go in. Matter of fact, the speculation on Meredith Vieira and Katie Couric makes for a good conversational fodder. And I'll have that for you in a moment here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Vegetables from the garden. Nothing can be fresher or more rewarding. To celebrate the joy of growing fresh vegetables, Triscuit is proclaiming April 12th Home Farming Day. Green thumb or not, the new website homefarming.com empowers home farmers to share experiences, ask and answer simple or complex questions, and be rewarded for growing fresh food. Homefarming.com also features how-to videos from the gardener guy, Paul James.
Creating your own home farm, whether on a windowsill, container, backyard garden, or community plot, doesn't have to be difficult. Triscuit is providing tools to get novice and experienced home farmers started right away by attaching plantable basil and dill herb seed cards to 8 million boxes and by launching homefarming.com.
To build on the success of the home farming movement, Triscuit is working with Urban Farming, a nonprofit organization, to plant 65 community-based home farms in 20 cities. Volunteers can enjoy the fresh-grown food with their families or donate the harvest to food banks. Show your support at homefarming.com or facebook.com/Triscuit.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800 506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Richie, would you be good enough to find the comments that were made by the ladies on The View regarding Dancing with the Stars? Apparently, there was some whooping. First of all, last night, yeah. Wendy Williams lost, right?
Yeah, she was pretty bad.
Yeah, she's bad. She's, excuse me, when I look at her, I get distracted.
Okay. By what?
Well, just... And actually, Kirstie Alley is moderately distracting as well.
She's rocking it, though. I have to tell you, she's doing a lot better than I thought she would.
All right, who is Max?
Max is Kirstie's partner, and he had, like, some kind of leg cramp, and he fell.
Let her fall,
I thought
right?
She fell.
Well, he basically dropped her. She spun to him, and he lost his footing, and she dropped.
Ooh. Right. So that didn't count against them, though, in terms of
they
points?
They were safe. It was such a pretty dance that they actually, even with the fall, got... 21 points, I think.
Really? All right, Richie, play the ladies
Sugar
discussing.
Sugar Ray Leonard got a 6 and 2 sevens, and I think that was wrong because he danced better than they did.
No, Kirstie Alley got commended because her story was about adversity. She lost one of her parents when she first started acting, and she did that song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So it was about they fell, but she got back up. And she kept dancing, and she was still graceful.
So it's a metaphor for her life that she fell and got back up.
All right.
Kirstie Alley seems to fall a lot
piece
and get back up.
Whatever. All right, here's Whoopi on Kirstie's weight.
Kirstie's not a skinny little woman. You know, she's graceful, yeah. But she's not a tiny woman. So, you know, unless you're on balance on your feet, which clearly he wasn't because you see him get ready to come back up as a dancer would, but he turns and his leg goes out.
All right.
Now, do you believe the cramp story, Jennifer, or do you think that he just dropped her
because
of her
weight? Yes, because I rewatched it a second time.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, I'm like, oh, that's so sad if it's because of her weight. But he cramped. You can actually see his face grimace before she even spun to him.
So you really went slow-mo, frame by frame.
Well, no, but
this.
I watched it last night real fast.
All right, I want to get there's a conspiracy afoot here, according to Barbara Walters.
Remember when Bristol Palin, and she wasn't that good a dancer, but she was, you know, everybody was talking so much, they kept her on for weeks and weeks. Is it possible that the score might be a teeny bit higher because people do want to see Kirstie, so they want to make sure she stays?
I disagree with you there. Kirstie Alley is a real, she's a good dancer.
All right.
Yeah, that's
speaking of Bristol Palin, apparently she made $262,000 last year as an ambassador for the Candy Foundation. She's a spokesperson for teen pregnancy prevention and gets paid for it. $262,000. Okay, so is it helping? You've got to wonder whether it helps or not. The story about Meredith Vieira and Katie Couric, you want to bring us up to date on that, Jen?
Yeah, the reports are circulating. I mean, they've really started big time that Meredith Vieira is expected to leave the Today Show when her contract expires, which is going to be later this year. Right. And, of course, the reports since Katie's leaving the evening news in June are that Katie will go back to her role and take over for Meredith Vieira. Which is interesting because I don't know where that will leave her TV talk show, which will start next year.
TV talk show, well, she could do both of them.
Sure.
She could.
Yeah, but
busy gay.
TV talk show is more work than just going into the Today Show and then getting up early in the morning.
Yeah, because I'm guessing she's going to be producing. She'll probably be an executive producer on her own talk show. Right?
I like her. You say she's hard to, the rapper knows she's hard to deal with.
I've heard she's hard to deal with.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
Why would you imagine that?
I would imagine that she probably is very demanding.
Really? More than I am? Of you?
No.
No.
That's not possible.
Amy Poehler is going to give the graduation address at Harvard this year. from Parks and Recreation. Yeah.
That ought to be interesting.
All right. There we are. Show. Thanks, Jennifer, for being there. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To dance?
Oh, yes.
Can you conga?
I have on my fringe. Let me shake it for you.
Oh! Good Day time is 53 after the hour. If you're sort of faffing around at DougStephan.com, you'll see under the contributors a beautiful picture of Warren Eckstein. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's a man, but he's a beautiful human being.
And he's a birthday boy.
Happy birthday. Shall I sing that song again, or was once enough?
Once was plenty, that guy.
What, say, what'd you say?
I said once was plenty, thanks.
Only happens once a year.
That's right. Send your wishes to Warren Eckstein, care of the PetShow.com. What'd you say, Mark Wahlberg's birthday is today, too? Have a drink on us, Warren. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
My cat says happy birthday to you, too.
Warren Eckstein is the animal lover's best friend. Story today at DougStephan.com about a girl who wanted a pony. She didn't get a pony, but she trained a cow instead. The pictures, the video, the cow jumping over, in this circumstance, just like if you take a horse out and you run him over jumps, that's what this cow is trained to do.
Have your cows ever jumped the fence at your place? I mean, the fence isn't that high.
Right.
So but, they can literally jump over the fence.
Yeah, but cows' backs are not that strong. Now, this is a Hereford, so Herefords are beef cattle, Anguses, that sort of stuff. They're a little heavier, a little thicker, a little stockier, a little stronger, Warren, but this is certainly a story for the ages.
Well, you know, let me kind of... this girl is really bright because when I was a kid, growing up on beautiful Long Island, I wanted a dog when we moved to Long Island so badly, and my parents weren't ready for a dog. So I brought home a snake.
Yeah.
Next day, I got a dog.
Perfect. By the way, if you want to see some pictures of Charlotte and Frank on my bed in the house in California... it is actually, Warren, I want you to look at this. It's a slideshow, and it is, if I do say so myself, pretty funny. Frank and Frank is Brendan's dog, and Charlotte and Frank are great, fast friends. And so these pictures, and this is the kind of thing, a lot of people don't want their dogs in the house. I remember my father saying when we were younger, we had St. Bernard, we had a bunch of dogs. Some of them were mongrels, and nobody was allowed in the house. The only dog my father ever let into his house is Charlotte.
Really?
No other dog. When my mother was sick and dying, St. Bernard came in to keep her company by the fireplace. But Charlotte was the only one who ever made it into the house. And I think about it now. I couldn't imagine having a dog and not having a dog in the house. Can you, Warren? I mean, I think about all of us.
Purpose? What's the purpose?
Having a dog, keeping it outside, yeah?
Exactly my point. In other words, there are some people. I get that all the time. Well, my dog's an outdoor dog. What do you mean your dog's an outdoor dog? Bring him in, give him a remote control, let him watch reruns of Seinfeld, and give him a couch. That's what living with the dog's all about. You know, they're no longer
now,
do we need a great protector.
The friends that I've had who have had outside dogs have usually had, like, farms where they have six dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dogs stay out in the barn and just run around and do whatever they want to do. And then maybe they have a house dog or two out of the six.
Well, you know, there's a difference between a working dog and the family pet. But even the working dog should have a warm room, a TV set, a couch. As far as they should have, like, a bunkhouse.
Well,
a bunkhouse.
We always leave
dogs.
The TV set on. Every time I come back into the house, especially there, Brendan leaves the TV on for Frank all the time.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you a story in a couple of weeks about a client I trained many years ago on Fifth Avenue in New York City that had a dog that literally changed the channel on TV every single day.
Could change it by picking up the clicker?
No, it was one of these TV sets that the owner had built, a Heathrow or Heathkit. They put together the kit themselves, the TV, and the dog had a metal collar, and the dog realized if it walked past the TV a certain way, the channel would change.
Really?
Yeah, it was just an amazing story, and it was always on the same channel. I'm sure it had to do with the collar, but it was always on the same channel.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is a good story.
And try to figure that one out. But the first week, I'm saying, this dog doesn't like what you watch on TV. Just put something the dog likes, and he won't change the channel.
Have you talked on your radio program? Warren hosts the Pet Show, which is heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations every weekend. Have you ever heard, have you heard of having a pet bigger than a cow? What's the biggest pet you ever remember hearing from anybody about?
The biggest pet?
Biggest pet.
Well, actually, you know, do you remember Tippi Hedren?
Yeah.
Tippi was a good friend of mine, and she had a rescue out in Los Angeles. She still does. It's called Shambhala. And basically, she had lions and tigers, but she had two African elephants.
Really?
And the interesting part about it, you know, certs, those breath mints?
Yeah.
Well, if you gave either one of these elephants a certs, and it wasn't to kiss them, just because they liked them, they would go into a state of nirvana. There's something about mint that puts an elephant in a state of nirvana. But those are about the biggest pets I ever saw.
Tippi Hedren is, what's-her-face's mother, right?
Melanie Griffith. She was in The Birds. Tippi Hedren was in The Birds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Great lady. Big animal lover.
All right, there's the story. Another animal lover, Warren Eckstein.